Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For this Monday, mostly sunny skies, 56. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, lower 30s. Winds will be from the northeast between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, cloudy, rain and snow showers, then rain. We'll see highs in the mid-40s, wind gusts as high as 25. Tomorrow night, rain and snow showers and isolated snow, windy, mid-20s. And Wednesday, sunny and breezy, upper 30s. Right now, it's 34.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. Good Monday. Authorities have arrested a 25-year-old man who allegedly rammed into a parked police car in Lenexa before fleeing. Police in Lenexa say the Kansas City man hit a police officer's car parked and injured the officer Saturday afternoon. The officer fired at the suspect as he fled. The Kansas Highway Patrol says the suspect ran a red light and was involved in another crash before he was arrested. The suspect being treated for a gunshot wound, the officer not seriously injured. Highland Community College in Wamego hoping to promote the winery industry in the state. Wamego's Community College opened a wine incubator called 456 Wineries last month. Director Scott Cole says Highland received a federal grant in 2016 to start the winery incubator. The Manhattan Mercury reports the facility has a tasting room and space for six winemakers. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Hey guys, this is Sam Speck, farm broadcaster here at the Mid-America Ag Network, alongside Randy McCurry, the ag truck specialist at Rusty Eck Ford. Randy, if somebody's looking for a truck, why choose Rusty Eck Ford?
Rusty Eck Ford has the state's largest selection of Ford trucks on the lot, which makes it easy to find the perfect truck that any farmer or rancher might be looking for, whether it be an F-150, F-250, or F-350. I know farmers are in the fields cutting corn, sorghum, and soybeans and planting wheat. So if you need a truck, give me a call and I'll make sure the process of buying is smooth and easy with no hassles.
Now, Randy, any incentives right now with Rusty Eck Ford?
Absolutely. Right now at Rusty Eck, you get $3,000 straight off the top for any new F-Series truck and you keep the rebates. So it is a good time to come in and buy.
Over 300 trucks on the lot, financing available, and a parts and service department that will take care of any issue you might have. Truck buying made easy at Rusty Eck Ford. Go online and take a look at a huge selection or stop by the lot, 7310 East Kellogg in Wichita. Ask for Randy McCurry or call 580-272-4661.
A Lawrence woman charged with sex crimes involving two young teenagers has pleaded to lesser charges and was given 2 years of probation. 30-year-old Elisa Cheek was originally charged with two felonies after she allegedly exposed herself, engaged in sexual conversation, and groped a child who was 13 and another who was 14. Cheek entered a plea deal that included dropping two counts of aggravated battery. She was sentenced on Wednesday. Cheek has a one-year sentence if she violates her probation. A Missouri woman whose husband was found in a freezer denied him medical care as he battled terminal illness, and she blocked police and social workers from entering the home. 67-year-old Barbara Waters of Joplin told police her husband had Lou Gehrig's disease. Authorities say Waters had unspecified mental disorders in an affidavit supporting the abandonment of a corpse charge they filed against her last week. I'm Rick Everett with your Monday news on the Mid-America Network.
If your carpet is old, dingy, dirty, and worn out, visit Dezeen Enterprises in Washington. It's the perfect time to update your flooring with the warmth and comfort that carpet adds, because Shawmark Anything Goes and select Mohawk carpets are on sale now. Shawmark is stylish, resilient, and backed by the industry's best warranty and has earned the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. Mohawk carpets feature the latest technology for superior stain and wear resistance. Dezeen Enterprises can help you choose the best carpet for your needs and save you money while doing it. Hurry in before the sale ends.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Monday. The National Weather Service has issued winter storm warnings for northeastern Colorado, southeastern Wyoming, and western Nebraska, saying heavy snow in the region could hamper traveling during the Thanksgiving week. The Weather Service says Monday's storms tonight through tomorrow afternoon could bring about 15 inches of snow to Cheyenne, 11 to Denver, and similar amounts to western Nebraska. A judge has found a University of Nebraska-Lincoln sociology professor not guilty of vandalism after she was accused of taping a sign reading "Deb Loves Rapists" to Nebraska Republican U.S. Senator Deb Fischer's office in Lincoln. The Lancaster County judge declared Patricia Wanch Hill not guilty Friday of the misdemeanor count. That came after a fingerprint analyst lifted prints from the tape holding the sign and couldn't confirm they were Wanch Hill's. Mid-America Network News.
Hey guys, this is Sam Speck, farm broadcaster here at the Mid-America Ag Network, alongside Randy McCurry, the ag truck specialist at Rusty Ag Ford. Randy, if somebody's looking for a truck, why choose Rusty Ag Ford?
Rusty Ag Ford has the state's largest selection of Ford trucks on the lot, which makes it easy to find the perfect truck that any farmer or rancher might be looking for, whether it be an F-150, F-250, or F-350. I know farmers are in the fields cutting corn, sorghum, and soybeans and planting wheat. So if you need a truck, give me a call and I'll make sure the process of buying is smooth and easy with no hassles.
Now, Randy, any incentives right now with Rusty Ag Ford?
Absolutely. Right now at Rusty Ag, you get $3,000 straight off the top for any new F-Series truck and you keep the rebates. So it is a good time to come in and buy.
Over 300 trucks on the lot, financing available, and a parts and service department that will take care of any issue you might have. Truck buying made easy at Rusty Ag Ford. Go online and take a look at a huge selection or stop by the lot, 7310 East Kellogg in Wichita. Ask for Randy McCurry or call 580-272-4661.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Sheriff Dan Hargrave advised county commissioners last Monday that he has scheduled a public information meeting Wednesday, December 4th at 7 p.m. at the Blue Rapids Community Room as a community forum for the proposed jail project. The architects will present drawings, and the builders may be present to answer questions. Again, that meeting, December 4th at 7 p.m. in Blue Rapids Community Room. Hargrave reported he had met the city of Marysville, and the Planning Commission has approved the variance for the proposed plans for the location near the sidewalk for the Sallyport. The board asked the sheriff if it would be possible for inmates to participate in snow removal this winter if needed. Hargrave said that could be a possibility, depending upon personnel available for supervision. County Councilor Jason Brenniger reported that proof of claim has been filed with the insurance company in the claim for funds misappropriated by former county clerk Sonia Stowes. Her sentencing hearing is set for January 7th at 11 a.m. in the case. The board has the opportunity to submit a victim impact statement prior to the sentencing. Commissioners will draft a response for review at a future meeting. Washington County Commissioners meeting last Monday approved a 4% base pay raise for all non-contract county employees effective beginning in January. A 5% raise was approved for the county sheriff and county attorney, whose base pay was less than other area counties. Nemahal County Commissioners meeting was mostly routine business Monday. They approved a request to plant a tree on the courthouse grounds for the late Steve Deiter, who previously served as district magistrate judge in Nemahal County. Gage County Board of Supervisors set a public hearing for possible vacation of right-of-way in Blakely and Midland Township on Teepee Road. The hearing set for December 18th at 9:15 a.m. A fire last Monday afternoon in Hanover shortly after 1 o'clock did extensive damage to the storage building at Hanover Electric just south of their main building. Hanover, Hanover Rural, Hollenberg, and Washington Rural Fire Departments responded. Damage estimate and cause of the fire yet to be determined. A Beatrice Middle School student was removed from school Friday as a safety precaution after authorities responded to a situation reported by staff regarding a student who reportedly had a hit list. No such list was discovered, and the investigation continues. A Frankfort man, Kason Brown, had a 12-month jail sentence suspended and will serve probation after pleading no contest in Marshall County District Court on a misdemeanor theft charge resulting from a burglary at the Justin Kroger residence in Axtell, where two shotguns were reportedly stolen. The guns have been returned to the owner. Drug charges resulted in prison sentences for several individuals in Gage County District Court. Justin Kipp, age 24, of Beatrice, will serve 5 to 7 years for delivering a controlled substance and a concurrent 1-year term for negligent child abuse. Jennifer Rainey, age 21, of Blue Springs, was sentenced to 6 to 8 year prison term for aiding and abetting a burglary in connection with the December 2016 burglary of a rural home in Gage County. Christopher Simpson, age 26, of Blue Springs, will serve 3 to 5 years for attempted delivery of OxyContin in a controlled buy. And Charla Stearman, age 26, formerly of Wymore, was sentenced to 4 years probation on drug possession and distribution charges. Everett A. Spinagle, age 89, of Frankfort, passed away Friday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Frankfort. Burial in the Prospect Hill Cemetery, Blue Rapids. Visitation Monday, noon until 8. Family will receive friends Monday from 5 until 7 at the Patton Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, in charge of arrangements for Everett Spinagle. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, citrus salmon, whole wheat bread, cornbread casserole, asparagus, strawberries, and bananas. Tomorrow, turkey, mashed potatoes, green bean casserole, cranberry sauce, a whole wheat roll, and pumpkin pie bars. Check up a school and community calendar. Marysville Junior High girls basketball will host Chapman this afternoon. KNDY News Time is 7:15.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between. You can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Frank Chiropractic Center in Marysville welcomes new patients. Dr. Michael Frank can evaluate, diagnose, and recommend treatment options that can alleviate pain, trigger your body's ability to heal, and work to ensure your optimal health and wellness. Call or stop by today for your appointment. With Frank Chiropractic Center, 15th and Broadway, phone 562-3054.
November is Alzheimer's Awareness Month, a time to honor the millions of Americans living with Alzheimer's, their loved ones, and their caretakers. It's a time to refocus our efforts on awareness, education, and advocacy for a cure. Brought to you by the Centennial Homestead in Washington, which focuses on providing a loving, home-like environment and provides 24-hour skilled nursing care, adult day services, respite care, and home health services. The Centennial Homestead in Washington.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map for this Monday, we do have this low pressure system affecting the northern parts of the United States, bringing some rain and snow showers across the Dakotas into Minnesota and parts of Michigan. We are watching a winter storm that's going to be moving across the central parts of the Rockies and then into the central parts of the Midwest, and then take a shift northeast affecting the upper parts of the Midwest. As we head into it tomorrow, continuing into Wednesday, we already have winter storm watches, winter storm warnings from parts of Colorado, Wyoming, Nebraska, through Iowa, into Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Michigan. So large area will be affected, and you're going to need to look out as this will affect travel plans as well for Thanksgiving. And then a possibility of another winter storm as we head towards the end of the week and into the weekend. So across the area for today, sunny skies, 56, partly cloudy for tonight, lower 30s. Tomorrow, rain and snow showers, then rain, mid-40s. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high late November, 50. Record high on this date, 71 in 2012. The average low, 29, and the record low was 15 degrees in 2007. Sunset this evening, 5:06. Sunrise in the morning at 7:19. 32 degrees in Marysville this morning. Winds are calm. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 25th of November. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
You'll be thankful for the great specials at CJ Express in November. Monday through Friday, the Chicken Cordon Bleu stuffed sandwich is hot and ready for a hearty lunch at the East and West stores. CJ West is debuting the Blazin' Barbecue Pizza, featuring Cookies Barbecue Pork on the Hunt Brothers signature crust. Every day is a great day at CJ Express.
A pair of potential Super Bowl contenders square off on Sunday Night Football, while Steelers quarterback Mason Rudolph breaks his silence after he's benched on the brawl with Browns defensive end Miles Garrett. Everybody, Brian Clark reporting on sports. In a potential NFC playoff preview, the San Francisco 49ers make a big statement against the Green Bay Packers.
Here's Garoppolo, got a fake and boot left. He has Richie James Jr. there. Going to throw a deep shot. Wide open, George Kittle. 20, 10, 5. He is back. Touchdown!
on KNBR behind a pair of touchdowns from Jimmy Garoppolo, including that one, a 61-yarder to George Kittle, and two rushing touchdowns from Tevin Coleman and Raheem Mostert. The 49ers dismantled the Packers 37-8. Despite miserable conditions in Foxborough, the shorthanded New England Patriots do just enough to get by.
Brady takes the snap. Backs up, looking left. Back shoulder fade for Harry in the end zone. Caught it! Touchdown, Patriots!
On WBZ, rookie N'Keal Harry's 10-yard touchdown, the lone touchdown scored. The Patriots hold off the Cowboys 13-9. This is ABC Sports. In Cincinnati, the Steelers beat the Browns 16-10. Quarterback Mason Rudolph was benched in favor of Devlin Hodges during the game. After the game, Rudolph vehemently denied accusations made by Browns defensive end Myles Garrett that he had directed a racial slur at Garrett, which escalated the fight between the two at the end of the Steelers' Week 11 loss to Cleveland.
Any human would be in one day when your integrity is intact and something said about you is totally untrue.
Rudolph was fined $50,000 for his role in the brawl. Garrett's been suspended indefinitely by the league. Into the NBA, where one of the league's hottest teams continues its dominating run in Houston.
From the corner, where Hardaway will inbound. Got into Doncic, turning left, will shoot the three. Hit it!
On ESPN Dallas, behind Luka Doncic's 41 points, the Mavericks win their fifth in a row, 137-123 over the Rockets. Brian Clark, ABC Sports.
Axtell Eagles advance to the state championship, 8-man Division II, and will square off with Osborne at 3 o'clock Saturday from Newton. Axtell dispatching Hanover for a second time this season, 26-12 in the sub-state Friday. Osborne rolled past Hutchinson Central Christian Saturday, 52-26. Centralia Panthers advance Class 1-8 of the state tournament. They defeated Jacksonites 44-6 on Friday and meet Smith Setter, who edged Plainville 20-19. Class 2-A, Nemo Hall Central advances to the state tournament to face Norton. That game on Saturday, Central defeated Riley County 39-14 as Norton edged Hoisington 10-8. College basketball tonight, 4 o'clock pregame this afternoon for the Kansas State Wildcats on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Kansas Jayhawks on FM 95.5 this evening.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Talks with China continuing, and progress has been made on the text of a Phase 1 trade deal. That according to White House Deputy Press Secretary Judd Deer. China's chief trade negotiator inviting his U.S. counterparts for a new round of face-to-face talks in Beijing. U.S. negotiators signaled they will be willing to meet in person. But China first must make it clear it would make commitments on intellectual property protection, forced technology transfers, and agriculture purchases. On the other side of the negotiations, even though the Chinese Foreign Ministry warned of strong countermeasures in response to a resolution recently approved by Congress in support of protesters of Hong Kong, Vice Premier Li said in a private dinner he was cautiously optimistic about reaching a trade agreement with the U.S. Chinese leader Xi Jinping told a visiting U.S. business delegation that China holds a positive attitude towards the trade talk. Expert trade lawyers believe an agreement very close, but that both willingness and the political space is necessary to finally get an agreement across the finish line. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer made progress, but failed to reach an agreement on moving the USMCA forward. Chairman Neal said he will continue talks with Lighthizer through the coming week to maintain momentum and said it's still possible that the House would vote on an agreement this year. The toughest issues in bargaining are always the last one, he said. However, Speaker Pelosi said that even if House Democrats and the USTR did reach a deal, there may not be time to vote on it this year. She said she's eager to get it done, but added she would not agree to a deal without strengthening enforcement measures. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Good Monday morning. I'm Sam Speck with your latest check of ag news right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi was still not ready last Thursday to give the green light to House action on the USMCA worth billions for U.S. ag goods and other sectors, suggesting it might not even get done this year. Pelosi said earlier a deal with the White House to bring up USMCA in the House was imminent, but a year after the NAFTA replacement was signed and months of negotiation with Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer, Pelosi says,
"We live in a world of instant gratification. You're in agreement, when's the bill coming up? No, there's a lot of writing and conversation with Canada, with Mexico, on the basis of what we might come to agreement on in terms of a change in the actual treaty and the actual agreement. So it will take time to write and then to bring to the floor."
The comments are a stark change from just a week earlier, but they come after a meeting with the AFL-CIO President Richard Trumka, who's opposed to USMCA.
"I do believe that if we can get this to the place it needs to be, which is imminent, that this can be a template for future trade agreements."
That was last week. Now she says this.
"This is about legislating, and it, you know, it takes time. You need, in most cases, a CBO report. You have to make sure that the committees of jurisdiction have all signed off so that you can strongly go to the floor.
As for action in December, before an election year, and impeachment make deal-making even tougher.
"I'm not even sure if we came to an agreement today that it would be enough time to finish, but just depends on how much agreement we come to."
Pelosi met Lighthizer following her comments Thursday, adding, "We've made progress," telling reporters after the meeting, "I think we're narrowing our differences." With your latest ag news here on the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Sam Speck.
The Tulsa Farm Show is back December 12th through 14th at the River Spirit Expo. This year's sponsor, Oklahoma Farm Bureau, and over 370 exhibitors will feature the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services, along with cattle equipment demos and daily horse training seminars by Craig Cameron. Kick off your day with free coffee and cookies and enter to win $1,000 in show bucks each day at 1 o'clock. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details and to view the interactive show floor plan. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free.
Thank you for making Polaris America's best-selling off-road brand. During the Polaris Great American Thank You event, you can get low financing and rebates as high as $3,500. See your Polaris dealer now for the season's best deals on America's best-selling off-road lineup. See Wichita Tractor today or go online to wichitatractor.com. Rebates valid in U.S. through 12/31/19 on new 2016 through 2020 vehicles. Subject to credit approval. Offers vary by model. See dealer for details. Always wear a helmet, never drink and
ride.
It's
time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry, agriculture, of course. Let's talk taxes after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
It's that time of year again to do some tax planning and hopefully do better next year than we did this year. Joining me is Paul Niefer. He's a CPA with Clifton, Larson & Allen in Washington State. What are the top things that people should be thinking about doing this time of year, Paul?
In previous years, clients or farmers had higher income and they were trying to bring it down. Now a lot of our farmers are facing what we call losses, and we actually want to bring their income up. So, because the idea is not to eliminate taxes. The better idea is we want to optimize that tax liability. We want to report enough taxable income to soak up our standard deduction, to soak up the child tax credits that if you don't use it, you sort of lose it. And then also try to maybe soak up at least the 10% tax bracket and the 12% tax bracket, because those are the lowest tax brackets our farmers are ever going to face. So what we're trying to do is make certain elections or have planning with our clients that allows us, even after year end, even after the books are closed, it allows us to bring in extra income to create that optimum tax liability, so to speak. And another thing is for our farmers out there with younger kids, And let's say that the spouse is not working outside the home. They're certainly working. We all know that they're working very hard, but they're not being paid outside the home. In this environment where we have lower income, if you show a loss on your tax return, you're not going to get any type of refund. Now, if we simply elect what's called the optional self-employment method, we're able to maybe generate a $1,000 or $2,000 refund to the client. And if we make sure that our client pays the optimum amount of salary to our client, we could very easily became the child tax refundable child tax credit and the earned income tax credit. We could create a refund of maybe $8,000 or $9,000, and our client doesn't have to incur any out-of-pocket cost. They just need to go ahead and maybe do some type of grain wage to their spouse, and then we take care of it on our end. So a lot of our tax planning requires our clients to make payments, to actually write a check, and that's something they really don't want to do when times are tougher. And for our younger farm families, getting a refund from Uncle Sam of $8,000 or $9,000 is a pretty good deal.
How can people reach you, Paul?
First, I want to mention our blog. We have a blog called Farm CPA Today. That's all one word, farmcpatoday.com. It's free. You can subscribe to it. Every time we do a blog post, it'll just email it to you. I would say half the posts are on taxes. The rest are on farm business type stuff. You can access me via email on that.
Back after this.
With the fall season comes lots of changes. Football, tailgate parties, and apple cider. It also means farmers will be busy harvesting crops and sowing wheat. So farm equipment will be a common occurrence on your highways and country roads. Farm equipment may be wider than one lane or even wider than the road and traveling at slower speeds. So please be patient and pass with care as they try to move their equipment safely from one field to the next. Here at Alliance Insurance, we wish everyone a safe and enjoyable fall season.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 32 degrees. Winds light favoring the south this morning in Marysville. And we'll look for mild temperatures in the 50s yet today with a cold front and perhaps some precipitation moving in Tuesday.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, good Monday. Joshua Youngblood returned to kickoff 100 yards for a touchdown, and Skylar Thompson passed for 246 yards and two touchdowns as Kansas State beat Texas Tech 37-20 on Saturday night. Blake Lynch kicked two 32-yard field goals and a 43-yarder for Kansas State, which snapped a two-game losing streak. The Wildcats rebounded nicely following last week's home loss against West Virginia, after which some players said they took the Mountaineers lightly. Up next, Kansas State will host Iowa State this coming Saturday. The other game of note over the weekend, the KU Jayhawks fell to the Iowa State Cyclones 41-31. Next up for the KU Jayhawks, they'll be hosting the number 11 Baylor Bears this coming Saturday, kickoff 2:30 from Lawrence. Mid-America Network Sports.
Hey guys, this is Sam Speck, farm broadcaster here at the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm alongside Randy McCurry, the ag truck specialist at Rusty Egg Ford. Randy, if somebody's looking for a truck, why choose Rusty Egg Ford?
Rusty Egg Ford has the state's largest selection of Ford trucks on the lot, which makes it easy to find the perfect truck that any farmer or rancher might be looking for, whether it be an F-150, F-250, or F-350. I know farmers are in the fields cutting corn, sorghum, and soybeans and planting wheat, so if you need a truck, give me a call and I'll make sure the process of buying is smooth and easy with no hassles.
Now, Randy, any incentives right now with Rusty Egg Ford?
Absolutely. Right now at Rusty Egg, you get $3,000 straight off the top for any new F-Series truck, and you keep the rebates. So it is a good time to come in and buy.
Over 300 trucks on the lot, financing available, and a parts and service department that will take care of any issue you might have. Truck buying made easy at Rusty Egg Ford. Go online and take a look at a huge selection, or stop by the lot, 7310 East Kellogg in Wichita. Ask for Randy McCurry or call 580-272-4661.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network.
Ah!
K-State fans, bring the whole family to Manhattan this Thanksgiving weekend as Coach Klieman and your Wildcats take on the Iowa State Cyclones in the final game of the regular season. Tickets start at just $20 with a Wildcat 4-pack. Reserve your seats today by visiting kstatesports.com or calling 1-800-221-CATS. Arrive early as we honor the seniors and finish off your Thanksgiving weekend with this classic Big 12 North matchup between the Wildcats and the Cyclones. Go Cats!
The Axel Eagles improve to 11-1 on the season and will move on to play for the 8-man Division II State Football Championship next Saturday as they defeat Hanover by a score of 26-12. It was a low-scoring affair in the first half. Axel was the only team to score in the first quarter. They led it 8-0 after Quinn Bussing ran it in and the two-point conversion was good. Axel scored twice in the second quarter off of a Duttweiler pass reception from Quinn Bussing for 9 yards. And J.J. Hart caught a 21-yard touchdown pass. Both of those touchdowns, the two-point conversions, were no good. Hanover got on the board in the second quarter after Jacob Juneman ran it in for 5 yards. That two-point conversion was no good. It was 20-6, Axel, at the end of the first half. Only 12 total points scored in the second half. No one scored in the third quarter. And 6-6 in the fourth, Axel held on to win it by a score of 26-12. And they will again advance to the 8-man Division II State Football Championship. For KNDY Sports, I'm Ben Keller.
Axtell Eagles advance to the state championship to face Osborne at 3 p.m. Saturday at Newton. Axtell beat Hanover for a second time this season to advance, 26-12 on Friday. Osborne rolled past Central Christian Saturday, 52-26. Class 1A Centralia defeated Jackson Heights in the sub-state Friday, 44-6. Centralia advances to face Smith Center in the state title game. Smith Center edged Plainville, 20-19. Nemahal Central down Riley County in the Class 2A sub-state Friday, 39-14. Nemahal Central will advance to face Norton in Saturday's championship. Norton edging Hoisington in the sub-state, 10-8.
Snowflakes have always carried atmospheric impurities in them, but scientists have recently detected a new ingredient. A closer look today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Kansans have a new choice from Medicare Supplement Insurance Plans. With Medicare Supplement Insurance Plans from Kansas Farm Bureau, you have access to 4 levels of coverage, affordable rates, and service from an organization that served Kansans for more than 100 years. For more information on Kansas Farm Bureau Medicare Supplement Plans, including rates and to apply, visit kfbhealthplans.com. Medicare supplements insured by Members Health Insurance Company, Columbia, Tennessee. Not connected with or endorsed by U.S. or state government. This is a solicitation of insurance. A representative of Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans may contact you.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've